But interestingly, they both handed me a chapter by Hayes and Clark about speech segmentation, trying to look at sort of statistics and how that might work and word segmentation. And so I think they both kind of had that idea, and I was a great sort of glue and sort of worker bee to kind of get it going. So it was definitely like, it was their idea, but they kindly let me think it was mine at the time, and that was really generous of them. They're unbelievably generous mentors.
So that was very sort of quiet steering, you feel
totally.
Like, to get you to start to think.
I think so. I mean, that's my impression years later. At the time, of course, I just thought they were handing me lots of papers, and I was reading them and having ideas, and I spent a lot of time talking with each of them. Part of what's fun looking back at it is I didn't understand what the potential implications of that work was, sort of beyond the narrowly constrained question of word segmentation. And it was only as we got sort of deeper and deeper into it that I started realizing, wait a minute, this actually has much broader implications. They, of course, knew that. I didn't know that, which is actually probably a good thing. I mean, it's interesting. I started grad school in 1992, and our first publication was 1996.
Okay.
So this was very slow work. But even the adult paper was the first one we published, and that was my first year project.
Yeah.
But we published it in 1996. So it took a while. And yes, the infant work always takes a tremendous amount of time. But no, I wasn't really, I think by the time we were presenting the infant work, I realized kind of what the implications were. But when we were publishing and when I started work on the adult work as a first year grad student, I didn't have any sense of what the implications were. There were two sort of polar reactions.
Okay.
So one reaction was basically, yeah, this is also the same point where a lot of connectionist work is coming out, a lot of corpus analysis work is coming out, a lot of effort is going into sort of the equivalent of now what we call big data approaches to show that there's a lot of structure in language that's discoverable without, you know, access to first principles. There was a perspective piece published along with our science paper by Jeff Ellman and Liz Bates, and their perspective piece basically went much further than we did and said, language is learnable and we don't need all this innate stuff. It's learnable, learnable, learnable. The other sort of reaction was either along the lines of, wow, look at this amazing language learning ability you've discovered. This is like the language acquisition device here, sort of Chomsky and language acquisition device. Or, gee, that's nice, but it doesn't bear on any questions we actually care about. We already knew that things like finding words, that had to be learned. Any account requires learning there. But the things we really care about as language scholars, about, you know, syntactic structure and things like that, that's the million-dollar question, and what you've done has nothing to do with that.
Where did you come up with the syllables and the sounds that you wanted to use for the made-up words to be able to create this corpus?
I picked the particular syllables and sounds. It wasn't quite arbitrary, but close. I wanted the syllables to be discriminable, and I wanted open syllables, so I didn't want any CVCs. I wanted all CVs.
Yeah.
And when you start doing that, it sounds like a Polynesian language. And so at least initially what I was going for were I wanted the syllables to be maximally discriminable, because if you can't really hang on to the difference between two sounds, it's going to be very hard to treat them as different in your computations, right?
Right.
And then I just started, it's a bit like a logic puzzle, just putting sounds together and trying to avoid actual words, and then making sure, because part of the art of these designs is always counterbalancing. So the items that are words for half the babies are going to be things that go across word boundaries for the other half. And so just sort of really playing around in the corpus to make sure that I was avoiding English words and things like that. But I mean, I joke when I give talks that I'm the only native speaker of this language. And it is kind of funny that things like go, la, boo, that really sounds like a word to me, even though it isn't.